chicken, rosemary, black and white pepper, garlic onion, parsley, mushroom, coriander. If you knack no seasoning powder for inside your jollof, fried rice, egusi, and all other soup, you go no say flavor, pass flavor. No seasoning powder. Natural by ingredients. Bangba by flavor.
The voice note on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The men and women are different. We have different hormones, we have different sexual organs, we have different biological abilities. Women can have babies, men can't. At least not yet. Men have testosterone and are in general physically stronger than women. But most of the positions of power and prestige are occupied by men. The late Kenyan Nobel Peace Laureate Wangari Maathai put it simply and well when she said, "The higher you go, the fewer women there are." In the recent US elections, we kept hearing of the Lilly Ledbetter Law. And if we go beyond the nicely alliterative name of that law, it was really about a man and a woman doing the same job, being equally qualified, and the man being paid more because he's a man. So in a literal way, men rule the world. And this made sense 1,000 years ago, because human beings lived then in a world in which physical strength was the most important attribute for survival. The physically stronger person was more likely to lead. And men in general are physically stronger. Of course, there are many exceptions. But today we live in a vastly different world. The person more likely to lead is not the physically stronger person. It is the more creative person, the more intelligent person, the more innovative person. And there are no hormones for those attributes. A man is as likely as a woman to be intelligent, to be creative, to be innovative. We have evolved, but it seems to me that our ideas of gender have not evolved.
The headline news on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Just 24 hours after Niger State has been attacked again as gunmen laid siege on some communities. The governor of Niger State and the Senate are asking President Muhammadu Buhari to declare a state of emergency on insecurity in Nigeria. And with reports of armed groups kidnapping, raping and killing people across the country becoming rampant, a former director of the Department of State Services, Mike Ejiofor, says it's time the rampaging armed groups were declared terrorists. Meanwhile, state governors are demanding what they describe as comprehensive prosecution of crime and criminality wherever they occur. A former military head of state, General Abdul Salami Abubakar, has warned state governors against making utterances capable of inciting communal clashes in the country. The National Agency for Food and Drug Administration and Control has approved the use of AstraZeneca vaccine in Nigeria, while the Senate has confirmed the nomination of Victor Muruaco as chairman of the Fiscal Responsibility Commission. And nearly 7 million people in the U.S. state of Texas have been told to boil tap water before consuming it after.
Thank you, Yvonne, for taking us around the world in 2 minutes. I'm bringing things back here on Hard Facts. What should you know about going to court? We're talking about your right to sue in defense of your other rights. This came up last week when I told you about that lady who was beaten up by police officers last year during the first lockdown. They accused her incorrectly of violating the lockdown, and then instead of arresting her, they beat her up on the spot. Well, she sued and won 5 million naira in court. Here's our big hard fact today. There are 8 types of courts recognized by various laws in Nigeria. Magistrate Court, Customary Court of Appeal, Sharia Court of Appeal, National Industrial Court, State High Court, Federal High Court, the Court of Appeal, and the Supreme Court. 8 types of courts recognized by various laws in Nigeria. Magistrate Court, Customary Court of Appeal, Sharia Court of Appeal, National Industrial Court, State High Court, Federal High Court, the Court of Appeal, and the Supreme Court of Nigeria. And each of those courts has its jurisdiction. Each one has the type of cases that it can handle and when it can handle that case. And that's just the basics. The legal system can seem complex to lay people, which is one of the so many reasons why people shy away from going to court. But apart from the complexity, there's also the skepticism about whether people can get justice, and if they do, whether that judgment can be enforced. These are some of the things that are keeping Nigerians away from court. So the goal today is to really assess these things, break them down, so that you walk away having more knowledge of the courts and more knowledge about how to use them to get justice. Joining us to tell us about the courts and the best way to get justice, if it comes to that, is a friend of the show. She's a lawyer. She's a legal commentator. Nike Arobonlo, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Sandra. Nice to be here.
Lagos, we want to hear from you as we're having this conversation. What questions do you have for Nike about going to court or about getting sued or about suing somebody? Have you ever been involved in a court case? Tell us your experience. We've got two numbers, one for men, one for women. 0700 993 993 993 973 And then the number for women, 01465 7190 01465 7190. Nike, what's the difference between a lawsuit and an arbitration?
The easier way to ask that question would be, what is the difference between litigation and arbitration?
Okay.
So litigation is basically settlement of disputes in a court of law.
Okay.
While arbitration is settlement of disputes by party consensus in a fora of their choosing and by people of their choosing. So in a litigation, anybody can just sue you and then you're dragged to court. It's not true which court your matter would go to well, because first and foremost, you're not even choose to be sued. And then anybody, you know, then you're now subject to the court system, which can be long and tedious, and then any judge can hear your matter. Whereas in arbitration, the parties agree that the dispute between them should be settled via this quasi-formal way, and they choose the person that they trust enough to give them the judgment that they need. So it's best, you know, so arbitration is basically party-centric. It's all about the parties, their wants, their rules. While in litigation, anything goes.
I see. Under what circumstances is an arbitration possible?
Because for most people, actually, it's as like, in Nigerian state, for example, I know that, you know, that arbitration is used mostly in commercial disputes. So when people are going into business, they do not want their disputes to get tied up in court. So most of them impute arbitration clauses inside their agreement. Also, in some instances, even after the dispute has arisen, but both parties really want to seek the sensation of justice, they choose arbitration as opposed to litigation. So in any situation where the parties can agree, arbitration is possible.
I see. Any situation where the parties can agree, arbitration is possible. Are there particular types of cases that technically and legally Nigerians should take to court, but in your experience, you'd advise them not to because it will probably end in tears?
So generally, as a lawyer in active litigation practice, I always advise people that one, I don't know. Job is not good. Honestly. Like, so in my experience, I think that Nigerians take all kinds of cases to court. But the one that I would advise that they do not because they might not get justice, just because it's very long and tedious and, you know, in small money basis, small figure debt. Because most times, the amount of money that you spend in legal fees, time is money, the amount of time that, you know, that you spend in court. So any money that you give anybody that is not like 450, just let go and let go.
Did you just say let go and let God?
I'm speaking to Nigerian audience to understand.
Wow. Okay, so let's go back to the big hard fact, right? I listed the eight types of court. Can you walk us through some of them? Tell us what they're for. Tell us what their jurisdictions are.
That's a very, very long lecture, but I'll just make it as brief as possible. So generally, we have the customary court, and this court usually deals with mostly rural land issues, sometimes even just as like marital issues, you know, and the customary settings go to the customary court. Most customary courts are not even manned by judges, they're really manned by persons that are again knowledgeable enough to settle the dispute between the parties. Then the magistrate courts are lower than the high court and on the same level with the customary court. Now, all these courts have like hierarchies to them. So we have the customary court and magistrate court. The next key by now is the high court of the state, the federal high court, National Industrial Court, and the Sharia Court of Appeal.
Right.
And on top of those are, is the Court of Appeal.
Okay.
And then the Apex Court in Nigeria is the Supreme Court. So just at the different levels, when you have judgment at the magistrate court and you'll be satisfied with said judgment,
right,
you appeal to the High Court.
Right.
When the High Court is done and you're still not
satisfied.
Then you go to the Court of Appeal and then to the Supreme Court.
Right.
Now, generally now, the courts in Nigeria are classified based on their jurisdiction, like the matters that they can handle. So for the magistrate court now, you have mostly lesser amounts of money. I think in some jurisdictions, it's 5 million or less,
some
even 2 million or less. So not more than 16 million.
Okay.
Then for the state high court, now state high court generally handles all most disputes apart from that which is given exclusively to the federal high court.
Okay.
Now, matters that I give it exclusively to the federal high court, now there's a long list, it's like A to L.
All right.
But I can just like list a few, like things like banking, the oil and gas sector, the power sector, admiralty issues. All these matters go by virtue of their nature to the federal high court as opposed to the state high court. Now, state high court handles things like land matters, basic contract issues, so everything apart from things handled exclusively by the federal high court. Then the National Industrial Court handles labor and labor related disputes, trade disputes, labor issues. So if you have like employment issues, you go to the National Industrial Court. Labor issues, National Industrial Court. These three courts are on the same level, so like there's no senior brother amongst them.
Okay.
Then the Court of Appeal is above this court. So when you're dissatisfied with judgment from any of these courts below, you go to the Court of Appeal to have your matter heard again. But the Court of Appeal also has original jurisdiction for some matters. I think from political matters go straight to the Court of Appeal. And then when you're dissatisfied with anything done at the Court of Appeal, you go to the Supreme Court. And when you're dissatisfied with the Supreme Court, you go to your judge.
Okay. Go to your God and cry. Now, most of us lay people don't know the difference between a good lawyer and a great lawyer. Let's say somebody is listening to us right now and they just got into a legal tussle. How should they choose a lawyer? What should they look out for? How should they look out for it? It's not like there's a website where we can go and see the ratings, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, what should they be looking out for?
So basically, I think that this is a very, very, it's an individual issue, because good and great is, you know, are just both relative concepts. Because I can think that lawyer A is excellent, and then your experience with him, you think is dull. So I think those are just relative concepts. But generally, a lawyer, a good lawyer, is meant to be aware or abreast with most of the laws, and even where they are not, actually they know where to find them. They are aware of the salient issues in the matter that you bring to them, and they know how to help you address them adequately. And a good lawyer basically listens to you and advises you appropriately within the bounds of the law. Now, there are some lawyers that are specialists in different areas. Now, when you have all those specialists, you can actually talk to these lawyers.
Mm.
But generally, generally speaking, I think these are the good or the things that the average lawyer should have.
Mm.
Are good and great. Comes mostly with experience and also a very related point.
Now, a common reason you hear Nigerians give about avoiding court is the impression that, and like you said yourself when it started, that when we started, that court cases can take a long time, sometimes years. Why do they take so long? Why do court cases take so long?
So, generally speaking, there are a number of factors that are responsible for this. Now, the first one that I can identify is our judicial system, first of all, has like a lot of bureaucratic walls. And then they're like the backup of cases. We have like a system where even sometimes delay tactics, these are tactics used by lawyers to, you know, to like delay a case deliberately. Then we also have the problem of like overworked judges. We don't have like enough judges for the amount of people that come to court. Like, for example, now we have only one Supreme Court in Nigeria, and we have 21 justices of this Supreme Court. And every matter in Nigeria goes there, from the customer. Just imagine this matter climbing and climbing and climbing, and it gets into only one court. Now we have over 100 million cases brought up like daily. And then every case, most cases, where there's no settlement, gets to that one Supreme Court. So most times, if you're lucky, you can even get a date a year for the Supreme Court. You do not get more than 2 dates in a year to hear a matter most times. And then most of all these courts to give like preference to criminal matters because, you know, the issue of liberty and space. You have a lot of issues, Sandra. Even our rules of procedure too sometimes doesn't even help make things faster. Then a lot of things.
I had a lawyer once. Go ahead. In Nigeria, what?
I said the Nigerian issue has just, you know, like how, like the general, like, well, Nigerian issue has, you know, like infiltrated into the court system. So I think the issues are a lot, bountiful actually, but the most important one to me, I think, is that we have overworked judges. Too many cases. Sometimes you go to court and then you see a court case of over 30 cases for one judge to pay in a day.
Is this not the norm in other countries? Don't other judges in other countries have a lot of cases to go through in a day?
I do not think. Well, honestly, having not practiced in any other place in Nigeria, I can only speak authoritatively about Nigerian problems. So any other thing that I say about the judges in other jurisdictions, it's just the things I have read and I have no real knowledge on.
Okay, then. With all the things you've said, what I'm wondering is, if a person wants to make sure their case doesn't hang forever, are there steps that they can take? What are the steps that they can insist their lawyers take?
Okay, so like I said earlier, in some situations, you actually find that the practices, you know, are actually deliberately employed by the lawyer to frustrate the other, as like the putting practice.
Okay.
In those instances, like any good lawyer, you know, like in that kind of like matter, is already addressed to the rules of court. And then like there are a lot of things that you can do. For example, if you have a case where you have been unable to send the other party with the someone for whatever document that you need, you know, to like serve them with, or like that other person has been evading service. You can go to the court and ask that the court order for prosecuted service. In instances where you have like a party that has refused to come to court and has requested certain adjournment, you can come to the court that your array of motion and ask that the matter be heard on just your evidence. And this happens like a lot in practice where the matter is heard on just the appearance of one party, usually the plaintiff or the claimant, and then judgment is given to that person on just that person's evidence because the court can see from each record that the defendant has just refused or neglected to appear before the court. So, like, there are instances, there are, like, different things that, you know, that the lawyer of the party complaining about this delay can employ in order to make a case for sister.
I see. People always call me on hard facts and they're talking all the time about how the courts are the last hope of common people, you know? But between the costs of legal representation, the time it takes, courts seem to actually favor Goliath over David. Do the poor people stand a chance in court against the rich? Are there mechanisms that exist for protecting the weak from the strong?
Of course. We must not forget that all the court does is to work within the bounds of the law that has been enacted by the legislature. So if there is a problem with that, then it is the law, it's not with the implementation of those laws. Now, there is hope for the common man in our Nigerian court system because there are a lot of lawyers that take cases pro bono. Like a lot of the big firms in Nigeria actually have like a
pro bono cases.
For like pro bono services. Also, in the case of like criminal issues, we have active legal aid in Nigeria, and I think that most people are not even aware of the options available to them. So it's easy to just say, oh, there's nothing that can be done, there's nothing available, you know, for us. But there is a lot available, and most times you just have to, you know, ask or look for it and you'll find it. So we have legal aid that offers like pro bono legal services. We even have, like, for example, now, like, under the offices of FIDA, like, I know that they also do, like, a lot of pro bono cases. I know that a lot of big law firms in Nigeria do a lot of pro bono cases in both criminal and civil instances. So, yeah. And then we even have, like, the social welfare. Like, I know that the one in Rivers State does work, you know. So I think there is a lot of hope for the common man. And the whole baby child wire scenario is, you know, quite dramatic. But, I guess baby won, and baby was a small one.
At the end of the day, huh? Exactly. All right, we've got a message. We've got a message from Joe in Alabadu, and he says, if a member of a family is sued to show up in court on a particular date and he didn't because he has absconded, are his family members under any potential legal problem? Like, will his family members get arrested on his behalf?
No, they would not. That is a very, very illegal thing that I think is just on mostly to intimidate. But unless they have real cause to believe that the family members are hiding the person, and, you know, and that person will certainly be a criminal. However, if that person is out on bail and he has a shortie, his shortie will be arrested.
Ah, I see. Okay. All right, then. Let's take calls now. Lagos, call me with questions you may have for Nike about going to court or getting sued. Have you ever been in a court case? What was your experience? 0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. There's also 01465-7190. But that number is for women only. Women only 01465 7190. 0700993993 is for men only. 01465 7190 is for women only. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
I'm Abdullahi by name.
Welcome, Abdullahi. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, I have a case in High Court.
Okay.
I give a house to a developer. Well documented everything. And after spending almost about 21 years, according to the agreement, they refused to release the house. So I threw into court. We are in court for over 7-8 years now. The developer has many documents related to the house. Every document related to the house was given, was produced, and everything was produced. And the case continued, they continue adjourning the case. After some time now, they asked us to go to arbitration, where we have to sit down together and make a reconciliation. Then under that aspect, maybe as the senior advocate of Nigerian as a lawyer, who is just trying to buy a lot of time. So when we got to that place, I told them that, well, as long as this issue is concerned, it is my father that gave the baton to me to continue this fight. So in this aspect, I can never give up in this aspect. So we have to go back to the court. We are on the 8th judge now. 8th judge now, because no judge has ever agreed to give any judgment on that case. They continue adjourning the case. So this is one of those issues that says the poor man always suffers from the hand of the rich as long as this country is concerned. It seems to be the Nigerian belongs to capitalists entirely. Because when the judge has seen every document and they've seen the truth, they've seen the light, then what is the essence of delaying the issue? So up to today, we are still in court.
Goodness, I'm terribly sorry you're going through that, man. But what's your lawyer saying?
You know, my lawyer, what my lawyer told me is that he hoped that he's going to get back the property. That is what he told me. And you know what? Anything the lawyer said, I cannot challenge it because that is no matter of profession. But I always challenge the lawyer that what is the essence of this delay? You see, that is the system in Nigerian judiciary.
I'm terribly sorry you're going through this. Unfortunately, we have to take a quick break. But Nikki and I will have a conversation about that particular story, especially with the part where he says, well, I can't challenge my lawyer because it's his profession. Is that accurate? Because sometimes you could have a lawyer that really doesn't know what the lawyer is doing, you know, and maybe you've watched enough suits and you feel like you know some things, you know? But we'll take a break, come back, and keep this conversation going. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 5:36 right now, and we have Nikki Arambonlo on the show with us. She's a lawyer, and we're talking about what you should know about going to court. Our big hard fact is that there are 8 types of courts recognized by various laws in Nigeria. So there's the magistrate court, there's the customary court of appeal, there's the Sharia court of appeal, there's the national industrial court, there's the state high court, the federal high court, the court of appeal, and the supreme court. And each of those courts has its jurisdictions. Each one has the type of case that it can handle and when it can handle that case. Now, Nikki has gone through some of those for us. She talked about what their jurisdictions are. She also talked about what the difference between a good lawyer and a great lawyer is. And she talked about why court cases take so long in Nigeria. And then she also told you what you can do, what steps you can take to insist that, to make sure that your own case doesn't hang forever. Before the break, a caller called in and said that his matter has been in court for 20 years, that they've seen different judges, like 8 judges now, I think he mentioned. And he said something that struck me, something I'm hoping that Nikki and I can talk about very quickly. If you are a lawyer listening to the show and you have some insight to share, please call. I like it when my callers become guests as well. So that listener, Nikki, said that the thing with, you know, taking advice from his lawyer is, well, I can't challenge him. It's his profession. So if he says that sometimes the cases take this long, I can't really drag him or challenge him or say anything of the sort. Is that accurate? Are there times when a client can point the lawyer in a direction they want the lawyer to go?
Of course, it's your case. Of course, it's your case. Now, your lawyer's duty, it's his professional responsibility to you to actually do the best that he can for you in every situation within the boundaries of the law. That is his duty to you as his client. That's what you're paying for. Now, when you suggest a course of action to your lawyer, he is meant to consider that course of action or explain his reasons if he or she chooses to reject that
course
that
of action.
Course of action, yes, because you are paying for these services.
Okay.
That's number one. Now, if you can say a course of action here and can see 8 judges, that's true. You can have your matter before one judge and then that judge is moved to another jurisdiction. Your court, your matter now will not start de novo before another judge. That same judge now can die. Another judge will take over. That judge can retire. Another judge will take over. Or different circumstances can cause the matter to be delayed for a very, very long time. But also, there's a human factor here. And like I said earlier, some lawyers deliberately keep matters in court. Deliberately. So it's possible that a lawyer actually just takes appearance fee from you every time I get selected. And then that matter is basically to pass out. That can happen in some really, really bad circumstances. And they're like situations. There are different things that can happen. Like, they're in fast. There's a majority of situations that can actually like force the matter to send some down the court. But for a lawyer to tell you that, I don't understand the context of that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be difficult to
give counsel. Like,
Yes.
0700-993-993-993. That's our number for male callers. If you are female, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. These are the two numbers that you can call and be a part of the show. We've got Nikki Aramwolo on the show with us. She's a legal practitioner, a legal commentator, and a friend of the show. And she's been exposing their traits, their trade secrets on the show today. And I'm hoping that if you have questions, you will ask them right here. Anonymous is on the line. Thank you for calling us, Anonymous.
Thank you.
You're live on the show now, Anonymous. Welcome.
Okay, good afternoon, Professor Sandra.
Good afternoon. Okay, that's a new one.
Yeah, please. Thank God you have a lawyer there.
Mm.
I want to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to ask. I've been told a particular thing that you cannot fight his system and win. So, because since last year I've been trying to reach you on a particular issue that has been going on around me, and I needed justice.
Okay.
But I've been receiving a lot of threats around me that I should not dare go to court.
Okay.
And I cannot fight the system and win.
Hmm.
So currently it's been disturbing me. It has to do with the place I work. And to me now, I'm being so singular. While the people that are going to start... But the thing is, it's about defamation of character.
Okay.
So I don't know what to do, how I can talk to you later. But is this thing real that you cannot fight a system and win?
Well, that's a very ambiguous statement because systems differ, institutions differ. So which system would you be fighting here? You know, who said to you you cannot fight a system and win? It's very ambiguous.
Okay, the person who actually told me is with one of the powerful people in Nigeria.
Okay.
That's why I'm trying to remain anonymous and I don't want to mention name now.
Okay. Perhaps you should send me an email, sandra@nigeriainfo.fm. Does that work? Okay, so send an email to sandra@nigeriainfo.fm. Let me take a look at your story and let's see if you can fight this particular system and win.
Okay.
Thank you, Anonymous, for calling. Yeah. All right, then. We've got Emeka on the line. Emeka, thank you for calling us. Good evening.
Sandra.
Yes, welcome.
Good evening, your address. I want to ask the lawyer. I live in Freshtag. And sometimes, if I'm coming home around Second Rainbow, the truck will block all the whole entrance to Freshtag. If at that point, if I decide to turn back and maybe follow inside of Quarter, and last month people arrest me, what would be my defense? And is it justifiable for them to take me to court for following one way when I had no option to either sleep over on that place or find my way home? Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling us. Nike, what are his options there?
I couldn't hear what he was saying.
He's saying that if trucks are blocking the road to his house and he takes one way, what are his options? Does Lasma have a right to arrest him? Yeah, but does he have a case though? I mean, if trucks are blocking the road and he takes one way, he's breaking the traffic rule. Does Lasma have a right to drag him to a mobile court?
Traffic offences are statutory offences. These are offences that do not need proof because the fact that you are there, you're there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you live in an area like Festac where trucks are blocking everywhere, and there's no access to where he lives except he takes one way, he's asking.
But everybody taking that one way with him.
Good question. Okay. All right. Was everybody taking that one way with you, sir? 99.3. Hello.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Mr. Martins.
Welcome, Mr. Martins.
Yeah. Among the recognized courts, I want to know about these tribunals courts. Is it not one of them?
The tribunals?
The tribunal court. Is it not one of the recognized courts? I never heard you mention it.
Okay, I'll let Nike answer that question. Nike, tribunals, are they part of the recognized courts?
A tribunal is not a court per se, but tribunals are legal bodies constituted to hear particular types of matters, like, for example, election petition tribunals. Like, these are bodies that are given the powers to hear certain types of, matters. Now, courts exist at all times. Most tribunals are set up, for particular occasions or for circumstances or for particular issues. So tribunals are legal justice defending bodies, but they're not courts.
Okay. All right then. 99.3. Hello. Okay, no. If you're going to call us, you have to turn your radio off. The number for women, 01-465-7190. Remember, if you're male and you call that number, we'll drop it. The number for men, 0700-993-993-993. If you are female and you call that number, we're going to drop the call. 99.3, hello. All right, you have to put your radio off before you call us, please. We've got Ohans on the line. Ohans, thank you very much for calling. Hello, Ohans. Thanks for calling. Ohans, hello. Thanks for calling.
Hello, please. Sandra, President. Please, about man, we'll call about Second Rainbow. Tell us, man, what happened to SAS? What happened to last month for that Second Rainbow? They don't want to do their job. They're after trailer blocking people. I want people to turn back. That's what their job is. Remember what happened to us, what happened to them for that second number. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling us. What's your name?
Yeah, can I remain anonymous?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
What can one do if you have a case you won, and due to corruption in the justice system, the case already delivered, judgment already delivered, you tend not to get justice despite the judgment has been given. You see a powerful person trying to march on you and uses talk on you with the court people who are to execute the law. What do you do in that instance?
Let me try and get the question that you're asking. So a court gives a judgment.
Yeah.
And thugs are trying to prevent you from getting the judgment.
They prevented me from getting
the judgment. Oh, thugs already prevented you from getting the judgment. What are your options in that situation? So that's what you're asking?
Yes.
All right. Nike, what are his options in that situation? A court gave him a judgment, and mm-hmm. thugs are trying to prevent him from, getting accepting or receiving or accessing the judgment. You know, what are his options? What does he do next?
Oh, actually, back to the court, because under Nigerian laws, like when you get a judgment, you are like. The whole purpose of going through the litigation process is that you get a judgment for or against you. And when you have a judgment in your favor, it is your right inherent to enjoy the fruits of your victory. So, in front of this, like, there are different mechanisms and different ways that judgments are being enforced in Nigeria.
What happens if the other party simply refuses to obey it?
Yeah, most times it's not exactly in that person's power to refuse to obey.
Okay, so take for instance a woman who sued the Nigerian police force for killing his son and was awarded damages, and the Nigerian police force writes a check in the name of that son. She can't cash it because it's in the name of that son.
Okay. Oh, no. She can't cash it.
How can she cash it?
See, when the Nigerian police force, check before, is not meant to write the check in the name of her son. Now, her son's next of kin, his estate, whoever is managing his estate, can sue for that money, because that money now being his, and he being there, has an owner. So it's not as if because he's dead, there's no other person that can inherit the money. Under Nigerian laws, as like it has clearly stated levels of like inheritance. If he's a single man, then his parents or his siblings are next in line to inherit that money. If he's a married man that died in testicles, then his wife and children. If he's somebody that died with a will, well, will or not, because that money will still not form part of his will. The different laws of administration of the various states would apply, so that when that judgment is being enforced, there must be a beneficiary. So the fact that they write the check in the name of the deceased does not mean that nobody will enjoy it. Does that get clear?
Okay, so that's one story, right? And that's one way to enforce a judgment. But how does one go about enforcing a court judgment ordinarily? What? Let's go back to that question of what happens when the other party simply refuses to obey.
So now there are different types of judgments.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. But now, for purposes of this show, I don't assume that it's a monetary judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Money has been given in your favor by the court.
Or someone says leave a land.
Or land.
Mm-hmm.
Now, an instrument of an enforcement of judgment in Nigeria are the sheriff, the bailiff, and most times the police. When you have judgment in court, now, there are different ways of enforcing said judgments. You can either do it by a writ of FIFA. Now, what this is that you go to the court, you would register your judgment, and then you will get a writ of FIFA. You can, I think you get to buy a motion or so. Like, at this point, I'm not very sure, but when you get a writ of FIFA, what this means is that
you can go and sell movable and immovable properties of the person that you got this judgment against. That person would now be called the judgment debtor because it's only you. So with your writ of FIFA, you can actually get the property sold. Now, it's not even yourself that you're given send it or even attach all those properties, all those be done by the cost of instruments for lots of the second words, the bailiff, the sheriff, and the police. Now, another way of doing this too is via garnishing proceedings. When you have a judgment against somebody, you can just go back to the court and get a garnishing order in my side. Now, what this means is that in case you know anybody that is owing this person money, or you know any bank where this person's money are domiciled, you sue the bank. Now, the bank now would come into this process now as a garnisher because you as like, well, because now the family court that I have this judgment and I want to enforce this judgment. What the court now will now do in that situation is to give you a guarantee order in my side. Now, you take that document and you give it to the person that you're suing, not even the person that you got the judgment against, because that person now is kind of irrelevant in this procedure. She's relevant, but she's not a necessary party per se. That's arguable. There's like a long legal drama on that, but that's not the issue here. Then the person that you have called will now come to court and tell the court if that person has money in your custody. So, for example, let me use me and you now, Sandra. I'm owing you 5 million naira. You show me to court, and the court says, okay, pay Sandra 5 million naira, and still have 2 million naira for damages. Now, we've left court. Your lawyer now would now go to court and get a guarantee order in my sense. Not against me now, okay, against my bank.
Oh.
Let's say I bank with, yes, with DCB. I bank with First Bank. They'll take that and document to the bank. And the bank will not be mandated to come and tell the court if really I have money in their custody. If I have money in their custody, that money will be submitted to you.
I see. Okay. Yes. All right, then. Well, that's what happens when you're having a great time. The time is never on your side. We are already at 5 minutes before 6 p.m. So I have to let Nike go because this is a part where I give you 10,000 naira for listening to Hard Facts. But Nike Arawonlo, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. You were amazing, as always. Nike is a lawyer. She's a legal commentator. She's a friend of the show. And you can listen to this interview with her again on our podcast. Nika, have a good evening.
Good evening. Goodbye, Sandra.
Goodbye. Let's bring you 10K, courtesy Creditville. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.
Are you a salary earner and experiencing salary delays? In need of school fees, loan, or house rent? Does your business need expansion and you've got no money? Do you need a car or equipment for personal or business use? Worry no more. With Creditville Auto Lease and Flexible Loan Products, you're just a call away from achieving your financial goal. Simply dial 0805 510-0010. You can also send us an email via info@creditville.ng or log on to www.creditville.ng. Creditville, financing you for a good life.
All right, then, you've got 0700-993-993-993 to call, as well as 01465-7190. Now, one of those numbers for men, one of those numbers for women. Don't call the one that is not for your gender. 99.3, hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Have you been listening to the show?
Yes, I have.
Congratulations, you're about to win 10,000 naira. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's go.
This is Just a Minute.
Yomi Omomuasan is managing director of what company?
Lekki Concession Company.
LCC is the concessionaire on which highway?
Come again.
LCC is the concessionaire on which highway?
On the Lekki Ajaya Expressway.
That's correct. On what date did the Lekki Tollgate shooting take place?
August 20th, October, Abby. 20th of October.
What entity bought out the shareholders of LCC? You can say skip. You can say skip if you don't know.
Skip.
When I asked the LCC MD how much its monthly revenue was, what was his answer?
11.5 billion.
That's wrong. How many types of court are recognized by Nigeria's laws?
Eight.
Name three. Unfortunately, your time is up. All right, stay on the line so we can get your details, eh?
Okay.
Stay on the line. The highest score for today is five. So let's count and see whether he scored more than five. So one, two, three, four. He's not our winner, unfortunately. Our winner is the person who scored five. And the person's name is Tami Tayo Akinwale Eliayeye. That person called on the morning crossfire today. Lagos, that's my cue to leave. But thank you very much for being a part of the show. Tomorrow we're back and we're going to take a look at international stories, big stories breaking globally. That's what we're bringing you tomorrow on Hard Facts. But stay here because after the news, we'll take a look back at the conversation we had on the show today. Let's find out which of the stories we brought you really wanted to talk about after the news at 6, and then Iriti Bakare Yusuf will take over the air. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.